the milagros, milagritos that I'm looking at there. Miniatures of legs, eyes, little girls, women. There are symbols that are frequently pinned on the garments of saints. But in Mexico, people take these little charms and they pin them on the garments of the saints, and they pray asking the saints for favors.
Well, see, in some ways it kind of builds upon itself, because people say, ah, es muy milagrosa esta virgen. This virgin, this image of the virgin, is very miraculous. But the poor people would say all the time, of course we believe in that. But the wealthy people won't do that until that somebody gets deathly sick, and then they do it.
Yes, I think that people give more credibility to the saint once a miracle has been performed, and they come back to the saints that perform miracles.
I'm Marcia Bull. I'm the curator of Latin American folk art at the Museum of International Folk Art in Santa Fe. We have things from all over the world. That is our area of study. But the larger portion of our collections come from New Mexico and from Latin America. We have a large collection here of objects that are called milagros, or ex votos is another word for that, which come from mainly Latin America and Europe. Milagro or ex voto is purchased or commissioned when a person has a difficulty in their family, often an illness of a family member, or there's been an accident, or one of the animals or a herd of animals is in danger, then they might request a miracle or a cure or assistance from a saint, and when that request is granted, then one of these items is purchased and it is presented in gratitude to the saint for their assistance. Milagro means miracle in Spanish. It's something that you use every day. Folk art is pottery that you use. It's spoons that you use. It's milagros that you use in your life when you need, you know, when you need help, when you need assistance. I don't have a firsthand experience with how milagros get made in Latin America, so I'm not really sure who. I would guess that it's much like other kinds of folk arts, where there's a workshop in someone's home, and they have, you know, the tools that are necessary, and there aren't a great number of tools that go with this kind of art form, and then they probably sell these to someone then who distributes or markets them. Now, I have seen a salesperson sitting outside a church in Mexico with a stand with a selection of milagros, so that people can buy them when they're coming in to church, you know, and that they're readily available. So it's probably a cottage industry, that kind of thing, where a family all works together.
He doesn't have a concept. If you ask him, well, how did you conceive this? He might just shrug his shoulder and he says, well, it's in my family. We've done that for a long time. Or else he might say, well, that's me, you see, I like those things. The religious attitudes of the woman quite often are more consistent with what the church teaches than the religious attitudes of the man. And this has a bearing on this question of milagros. The man, because he separates his life between work and partly with the church, does not look upon miracle cures in the same way that a woman does. And the woman tends to be to have greater faith in them than the man does.
Usually, the materials are often metal, sometimes precious metals such as silver, but more often lead, copper, or brass, sometimes coated with silver. In Latin America, most of the milagros are quite small, and almost the size of what we might think of as a charm. In general, the process of using milagros is over once the milagro is presented to the saint, because it's a reciprocity kind of thing, where a person is ill, needs help, requests that help from the saint, receives the help, and then presents the ex voto offering in thanks. And so once that's done, then essentially the cycle is completed. This is sort of unusual for a curator, but I'm less object-oriented and more interested in human ideas. And I suppose that's what is special to me about just the idea of milagro, is that this is a way that cultures have found to help meet daily needs. And that always interests me in how human beings make use of art to assist them in their life, in getting through this life, and in making it a better life. When I see a milagro, that's what I see. You can have so much more fullness if you have some understanding of the people who've produced something.